This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser with Lugnuts pitcher Marcus Walden. Marcus out of Fresno. First, tell me, what was it like when you first got drafted by the Blue Jays?
Well, I got drafted in 07. It was exciting. I mean, I really didn't think I was going to get drafted that high or even sign after I got drafted. So, I mean, they came with a good contract. I was excited to sign the first day.
How did you first hear that you had been drafted?
Through my agent. My agent called me in. I also talked to my scout that drafted me. They called me two picks before they actually picked me and told me they're going to get me. And I said, okay.
A couple of years ago, when did you know that you were hurt?
I popped it April 28th of 09, and it was on one pitch and just popped, and I was out for 2 years after that.
What was the rehab process like?
I did a lot of rehab. I rehabbed without surgery for 5.5 months. Mm-hmm. I ended up having nerve transposition in August of 09, rehabbed that, came back to spring training 2010, and ended up having surgery about the second week of spring training. Had Tommy John.
So you went in for Tommy John surgery. How was it explained to you?
I was pretty comfortable with it after I had my nerve transposition surgery. It's a full year, and first 4 months you really can't do much, and then after that it's pretty gruesome rehab.
Can you tell that there's a difference in the way that you pitch now rather than when you were before?
There's really, my mechanics are all pretty much the same. My arm feels stronger. I actually started doing cuff workouts a little bit more and really focused on my shoulder and my elbow and my forearm, strengthening. And that was the biggest part of from when I was younger and then post-surgery.
What was that first game like, real game back on the mound post-rehab?
I was a little nervous, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I had some butterflies going. It was over 2 years from the time I actually been in a game. But after the first three pitches, it's like riding a bike, getting back on it and doing it all over again.
Did you enter this year with any goals, any expectations?
Oh, I mean, you always have goals going into the season. Just being healthy the whole year is the biggest thing. Not worrying about where I'm at velocity-wise, just staying healthy this whole season and coming back to spring training next year.
Which team did you root for growing up?
Seattle Mariners, as a matter of fact.
Why?
My dad's from the area, and I always grew up watching them. It was in 95 when A-Rod and Buehner, and I mean, they had a bunch of people out there that could play the game hard-nosed.
If you could meet any player, let's say a former player or anyone currently playing, who'd it be?
Yeah, I'd probably be Nolan Ryan.
Why?
Workout regimen was way too strenuous, and I want to know how he did it.
When did you first go to full-time pitching?
My freshman year in college, I started pitching in 07, got drafted that end of that year.
What were you before that?
I was a shortstop my whole life.
Always a shortstop?
Everybody's a shortstop.
And that's how you had that strong arm?
Yeah, played shortstop all the way until my junior year, and then played a little outfield, a little pitcher my senior year, and ended up going to Fresno City and wanting to pitch.
Could you hit it all?
No, that's why I'm a pitcher.
Speaking with Lansing Lugnuts reliever Marcus Walden, so here you are this year. Is your going to how you'd like it to go so far?
Yeah, I mean, I'm throwing the ball real good. My mechanics are getting better. Still got a lot of things to work on, though.
Well, back to the mechanics. What are you working on with those mechanics?
Staying tall, working down on the ball, and letting the ball move for me.
With the pitches that you learn, generally fastball is the first pitch that everyone learns. What was the second pitch you learned?
When I was younger, it was slider. Probably should have been a changeup because now I still can't throw one. But right now I'm developing a cutter that I just started maybe a month ago and then getting back on the slider.
What is it about the changeup that makes it difficult to learn and master?
I mean, it's about having faith in it and letting that thing roll off your fingers to me. But it's also has to do with where your speeds are. And I've tried a lot of different change-up grips, and they're all a little bit too firm. So now I'm going to different grips and still fooling around with things and working on it every day in a catch.
Marcus, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. You're listening to Big Country 92.1.